Hello, progheads. That theme music by District 97 means it's time for another Progressive Tracks show, the best in progressive rock, or as I like to call it, all the music you can't dance to. We're going to pretty much stick to symphonic sounds on this particular show, but that's also going to allow us time we need to properly honor the newest prog god for 2016. If you don't already know who that is, I'll leave you guessing for now, as we begin with a tune from Culture of Ascent, which is a great album from the best prog band ever to come out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Steve Babb, Fred Schendel, and the rest of the mighty Glass Hammer.
Colder on that day, a million miles away. It seemed from all of eternity. Forward was my friend's only cry. In deeper, just somewhere we collide and rest for the day with cold in the way. Were we ever colder on? Hey, this is Steve Babb from Glass Hammer. That's right. And you're listening to Progzilla Radio. This is important stuff. Pay attention.
Listening to Mike with the Progressive Track Show on KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend, Washington. So, have you figured out who Prog Magazine's 2016 Prog God is? Of course you have, you savvy prog heads. Following in the footsteps of Ian Anderson, Rick Wakeman, Peter Gabriel, and Tony Banks, the title of Prog God, however tongue-in-cheek it's meant, has now been bestowed upon the great Yes vocalist and solo artist, John Anderson. Of course, you just heard Flight of the Moorglade from John's Olias of Sunhillo solo release way back in 1976. No doubt you know that well, but perhaps not the Glass Hammer cover of South Side of the Sky with which I opened the show. I did that for several reasons. First, John Anderson added some vocals to the beginning of that track. Hopefully you caught that. Second, I want to announce that Glass Hammer is almost done with an epic-length new album called Valkyrie. The excellent vocalists featured on that Culture of Ascent album, Susie Bogdanowicz and Carl Groves, will make a most welcome return with the nucleus of Steve Babb and Fred Schendel. I'm really looking forward to that one later this year. And finally, the great guitar work on Glasshammer's version of South Side of the Sky was from David Wallaman, who recently released a most excellent album called Evolving Seeds of Glory. I played that on a Progressive Track show just before I joined Progzilla, but I think you should hear some more of that. And so you will in a bit. But first, more of Prog God John Anderson, this time with a new partnership with Rowena Stolt of the Flower Kings fame. The new album is called The Invention of Knowledge, and you're about to experience a great tune called Knowing.
Hi, this is Tom Brislin, and you are listening to Progzilla.
That don't speak buying the gift of ever life. Truth is on and on each story. Give a love to be the watchword light, to reach out to the first light, son of man, to be there, to be first to arrive, to be known the reason why. As the vision standing up in time, and the picture standing up as a sign, all in the level just wanting to learn and design, taking away some justice of design. The ley line singers,
So there's pretty much a half hour of the newest prog god, John Anderson. And that was Anderson Stolt, the partnership of John Anderson and Roine Stolt. Of course, Roine has always made it clear that John was a big influence on his career with the Flower Kings, and now he's thrilled to make music with his idol. And John sure seems to be back to form, doesn't he? I love how prominent he is in the mix of this album. The Invention of Knowledge release hits all the right buttons for me, and I'll be sure to save some time to play a bit more later in the show. You're listening to Progressive Tracks on KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend's eclectic, authentic, and now progressively rockin' community radio station.
Progzilla, giving you so much prog, you don't know what to do.
Here's where I should mention that you can also access the Progressive Tracks show on progzilla.com anytime you want. And this show will be available sometime on next Tuesday. Pretty cool, huh? Be sure to tell a friend. Yes, indeed, much more to come in the next 30 minutes or so, but we'll continue on with some other artists in the next half hour. Okay, you already heard David Wallman's guitar work on the opening Glass Hammer track, and I mentioned that David has a stellar new album called Evolving Seeds of Glory. So now it's time to hear a track from that called Fall.
Thank you.
Frenchman David Wallerman now lives very close to where I used to live in Colorado. But the man obviously has many times the talent that I do. That great track was Fall, from the new Evolving Seeds of Glory that is available on iTunes and David's website. This is one of the good surprises of 2016, folks. Check it out.
These are just the tracks you're looking for.
Yes, it's polling time again. We at Progzilla Radio want to know your favourite albums from several different time periods, starting with the classic era of 1967 to 1976. Voting for this decade will be open for the whole month of July, with the results broadcast in a special show in early August, presented by Andrew Wilde. Then during August, you may vote for the period 1977 to 1986, and so on. We'll be presenting the results of these polls on an ongoing basis for the rest of the year. And don't forget to cast your votes. Only you can decide what we play.
Time to mix things up. Just a bit. Mike Keneally is definitely not considered a symphonic prog artist, but he does have his more mellow moments. This one's from his Non-Kertomf album in 1999, and it's called Click.
Thank you.
You're listening to Mike with the Progressive Tracks Show on KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend, Washington. Did you honestly think you could dance to that one? Nice track, eh? That was Mike Keneally, who played with Frank Zappa way back in 1988, replacing Steve Vai. And Mike has had a long career of brilliantly inventive music since then. I think that track called Click from his 1999 non-Kurtomf release proves that not everything an avant artist creates is inaccessible. I hope you enjoyed that enough to give his other wonderful music a closer listen. So we'll move on to another new album I think you should hear. This is from German neo-progger Norbert Krüller, who goes by the name Shamal. His new continuation album is actually some tracks that just wouldn't fit on his last album that was a protest inspired by the Fukushima disaster in Japan. But these tracks are not seconds, as you'll hear when we listen to Fragments Part 4.
Hi, this is Peter Jones from Tiger Moth Tales, and you're listening to Progzilla Radio.
Shamal's new album is called Continuation, and it continues the fine and long musical tradition of Norbert Krüller. You heard Fragments Part 4, and Shamal's new Continuation release is available on CD Baby. Finally, to wrap up our celebration of John Anderson as 2016 Prague God, we're going to go back to the fine new Anderson Stolt disc called The Invention of Knowledge. We're going to hear a couple of shorter tracks, Better by Far and Golden Light.
Spoken, see the dream open, see the gate can be seen by the better by far. And I know that this can be happening every day. Soon as it opens up, take away the first time coming, sooner than a lifetime. Sooner than a lifetime coming, some of them will something better, some will always love you. Nobody else will take you for a ride, everyone with hope gets better. Some will always sing a better part of your song, some will ever be and will always be a giving light. Some will carry on till they get a better picture.
Some will carry on till they get a better picture.
John Anderson, Prague Magazine's Prague God for 2016, teaming up with the Flower King's Rona Stolt for one of this year's best called The Invention of Knowledge. You heard a couple of tracks, Better By Far and Golden Light, to close this edition of the Progressive Tracks Show. It's rare that I stick to one Prague subgenre for a show, but Prague gods deserve extra attention now, don't they? I do hope you enjoyed this more mellow than usual Progressive Tracks. I might have to stir things up a bit next week. But anyway, let me know what you thought of tonight's show. progtracks@kptz.org is the email address, and I'd love to hear from you. I do hope you'll join me again on Thursday nights, Sunday mornings, and Monday nights for more of the best in progressive rock. Until then, this is Mike for KPTZ 91.9 FM and Progzilla Radio, urging you, as always, to prog on all week long.